Well, good to have everybody up this morning on a Sunday morning with Ask the Mayor, our public affairs program every Sunday morning, and then on WHLC.com after we play that early in the morning on Sunday. Some entrepreneurs were up from Atlanta, and I bet you they loved Highlands. You were with them a few days ago.
Part of an association that meets periodically, and they chose Highlands to meet. They were at the Half Mile Inn, and on Thursday morning, I had a chance to have a good chat with them. They were very interested in our community. I think they were impressed with our community. Had a lot of questions from them about broadband network, because so many of these entrepreneurs are totally dependent on access to broadband to operate their businesses. I encourage them to consider locating and living in Highlands, because I do see that as a future trend. Young professionals, especially in the technology field, can work anywhere in the world, and this is a good place to have a home base.
We are expecting to have that early vote and people showing up at the rec center here in Highlands on the 15th. That's when it starts. You've got some information about voting.
I'm not going to do a mail-in ballot, but Sally and I will go and do early voting, because, you know, I have kind of a theory that if we just go in small numbers over the period of early voting, many people can vote early and not be in a crowded situation and avoid any real long lines on election day. That might be unique to our precinct, but I do encourage people to consider just simply voting early. Let me go over some of the schedule issues with early voting. Our precinct will be doing early voting, and our precinct is located at the Highlands Rec Department next to the swimming pool and tennis courts. Early voting starts on October the 15th, a Thursday, from 8 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. On Saturday, October the 17th and the 24th, the voting will be starting at 8 a.m. and going to 6 p.m. And then the last day of early voting is Saturday, October the 31st, and on that day, the polls will open at 8 a.m., and they will close at 3 p.m. If you want to do early voting, there will be plenty of opportunities to cast your ballot during that early voting period.
And you can always call the North Carolina Election Board. You've got the number?
That's right. The Macon County Office for the Board of Elections is 828-349-2034. And I encourage you, if you have any questions about your ballot, if you're doing a mail-in ballot or whatever, just give them a call and they'll be happy to answer your question.
Also, October 15th, of course, the third Thursday, and it's the date for our town board meeting. And looking at the Highlander on this past Thursday, the HCA's housing plan is under review, and I can't wait for the discussion.
As you know, we had a committee that I appointed to meet with the representatives from the hospital in HCA. That meeting took place last week. Buzz Dotson and Amy Patterson, they'll be doing a report to the full board. A vote will be taken as to whether to provide the water and sewer hookup for the proposed housing at the hospital. I wanted to let everyone know the change in format. At our last board meeting in September, and I take responsibility, we were trying to do simultaneous Zooming and allowing people to come in person to be a part of the board meeting. There was a lot of crosstalk and everything on the Zooming, and it was problematic. At this meeting, we will continue with the in-person option. People can come to the meeting as long as they practice social distancing and wearing a mask. We will be having public comment, and then also we'll be having a public hearing for the financing of the fire department. So I wanted to give people an opportunity to actually address the board, and the board will be there. If you're not going to be at the meeting but still want to make a comment, feel free to give me a text message at 828-506-3138, or if you have a more complete message that you want to send for the board meeting, email me at mayor@highlandsnc.org, and I will be sure to read and communicate to the board your comment. Now, for those people that do not want to attend the meeting but still would like to hear the discussion and the proceedings, you can continue to Zoom, and we'll have that information out on how to access the board meeting by way of Zoom. And like I've said before, there are a lot of changes that will be taking place because of this COVID pandemic. And one of the things that I think we'll continue to do is have in-person meetings as we get on top of the pandemic, and we'll continue to do some type of video or Zoom option so everyone can see the board meetings, whether you're there or at your home.
Prior to the recording of this message, Hurricane Delta had not hit land yet, expecting that on Friday. We're expecting some rain. What should we do if we have had extended rainfall this weekend?
The situation will be this, Steve. As always, our utility crews, our electric department, will be on standby for any problems. If it's a problem during the business day, like on Friday, you just simply have to call the town hall at 526-2118, and we will respond to any type of outage. If it's on the weekend, and it looks like on Saturday and especially Sunday, we could get a heavy rain and possibly high winds. If we see power outages there, as I've said before, we're monitoring the situation, and if there's a major power outage, I don't think it's necessary for everyone to call in and say that the power is out. But if you are having a problem and you don't see any response, you can call 828-526-4131, and that is the non-emergency dispatch number, and they will then notify our electric crews. In these kind of events, we have people out and on standby. If we have any major power outage, they try to respond as quickly as possible. I will say one thing, and I've said this before, that our people will get out if a power line goes down in 10 minutes, if it is safe. In the past, where we've had hurricane winds blow through here, we don't want our crews out when it's the height of the storm, because it's just dangerous for them to be trying to get the lines up. And in the past, when they do attempt to do that and they're still having high winds and rain, the line can go down just as soon as you get it up. So they'll be watching the situation and respond accordingly.
Well, and responding to COVID-19, we got some good news and some bad news. The bad news, the Twilight 5K is scheduled for November. Derek Taylor announcing that it's postponed, but our theater will be able to open.
The new order that the governor issued, our theater can open on a limited basis, and I know that the folks at the Playhouse are really gratified to know that they can get back to showing those first-rate movies here in Highlands. Yes, we are concerned about the COVID still, and as I've said before, we're not out of the woods yet. So I encourage everyone to, you know, socially distance, wear that mask, especially when you're downtown on our commercial sidewalks. One thing that I've noticed, I see some people wearing masks even in the neighborhoods on the sidewalks outside the city limits. That's good if someone wants to do that. But actually, the ordinance that we have applies only to congested commercial sidewalks where we want people to be wearing the mask. For example, if you see me running through the neighborhoods in the afternoon, those are not commercial areas. But I appreciate everyone that pulled together and making a good effort to follow those COVID protocols. And I really think it pays dividends for this community, because we care about the spread of COVID. Because we do, this is a safe place to be and enjoy the fall season, which is absolutely beautiful this time of year.
This is not a time to bring down our guard. And also, as it gets a little colder, we go inside and flu shots are available.
I just wanted to let everyone know that if you want a drive-in flu shot or a drive-by flu shot, you can go to the Macon County website. The Macon County Department of Public Health has a website, and pull it up, and they have a schedule of flu shots where you can go to the public health department over near Lake Emory in Franklin. They will have a setup where you just simply, like COVID testing, you just drive through and they will provide a flu shot for you. So I encourage everyone, if you have not gotten your flu shot, please do so, because you know, my concern is if we start getting the flu on top of the COVID, it becomes really problematic how to separate the two out and diagnose. I've already gotten my flu shot, and I hope that everything will go well for the rest of the flu season.
We've been talking about drive-in theaters, and a nice little letter in the paper on Thursday on the Highlander from someone who went to the Highlands Pack Theater, the parking at the Pack, and seeing Katharine Hepburn and the Philadelphia Story.
That's
really
right.
Cool. Really cool.
You drive in and get your COVID test. You drive in and get your flu shot, and now in Highlands, you can just drive in a lovely evening at the Pack in the parking lot and see a great movie or broadcast with their new drive-in theater and the rear screen projectors. I encourage people to support those kind of activities because I think it's important to maintain a sense of community and well-being as we're dealing with this serious situation.